The parasha tells us that a kohen gadol is commanded to never become tamei. I mean, a mikdash layetzei leichal l'shem kodesh, even to become tamei to his own father and mother, he's not allowed. How could that be? How could the Torah say that a person shouldn't become tamei to his own family? The Ramban says the Torah is teaching us something, that there comes a person like a kohen gadol, who his role, his job, his duty is so vital. He represents the entire Klal Yisrael, the entire nation, and he cannot stop. He can't become tamei even for a second. His mission is too important. Nothing can override it. Now, our boys say, we're not kohanim gadolim. I'm not even a kohen. But every one of us has a mission. We have a duty. We have something that only we can do. The pasuk says, first kapitel in Tehillim, Ashrei ish asher halach ba'atos rishoyim b'derech hatoyim le'omad, ki im b'seiras Hashem chefzei. Praiseworthy is the man who his chefetz, his desire is in teiras Hashem. Says the pasuk after that, u'b'seiras soy, and in his own teira, yega yayim v'layla. Everyone asks the question, whose teira is it? Teiras Hashem chefzei, or b'seiras soy, in his teira? So, I heard from Pesach Kron once. He said, the answer is very simple. There's Teiras Hashem, that's infinite. But there's Teiras Soy, your personal Chelek and Teira, that only you can learn and only you can bring out in this world. And every single person has that mission. And if they don't fulfill it, if when they come up to Shemayim and they see that, look, you only did 60%, he's going to be held accountable. He has a mission in life. And yet, we find that a lot of times, the easiest little thing, we're out the door. A guy comes to Shachar's, he comes late, Asher Valtzin is ready packing up to go. He doesn't feel like it's his duty. He thinks other guys are still here, they'll finish davening. No, you have to realize it's your mission, it's your davening. No one could do it for you. I heard a story once, there was a kid. A guy was walking in Shalayim, about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, already, it's getting a little later. Comes to the park, he sees a kid crying. He's standing by a tree and he's crying. So the man asks him, what's going on? Why are you crying? He said, we were playing, soldiers with my friends. And I was told to guard this tree. And my friends all left and I'm stuck here. So the man said, why don't you just go home? He said, I can't. I was never relieved of my post. The man says, it's fine, you can go, it's okay, don't worry about it. Kid says, no, I can't. I'm guarding this place. Until my commanding officer tells me I can go, I have to stay here. And the kid refused to budge. He's crying, he's sad, he wants to go home. It's been a long time already. No one else is in the park. But he's not going because his job is to guard that tree. So fine, the man goes, he finds an Israeli police officer to come with him. They come to the park, the police officer says, I am the commanding officer, and he lets the boy go from his post, and the boy goes home happy. But Rabbi says, even little children understand that there's a concept that you have to do your mission. You have to do your job. And you can't just let it go. When we sit down to learn, when we sit down to daven, let's not just ditch it on the slightest whim. Let's carry it through, let's finish it up, and let's do our job.